November 11. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ, and am crucified, 1 Corinthians 2:2. The Apostle Paul describes two kinds of believers in 1 Corinthians 3, 1 leader spiritual believers and carnal believers. Believers who remain babes in the things of God are called carnal believers. Those who grow in the things of God are called spiritual believers. To many believers, God's word comes in power and in authority, still they remain very weak spiritually. The Apostle Paul calls them carnal believers and spiritual babes. Among such people, there will be strife, divisions and party feelings. Such believers have not appetite for deep and true things of God, and no capacity to receive strong meat, i.e. deep truths of God's word. But God wants all believers to come spiritual maturity. In order to be spiritual believers, we need to understand the meaning of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:3. Paul was interested in knowing exactly the personal experience of the cross among the Corinthian believers. Without the knowledge of the cross, they were quarreling among themselves like children. They were full of jealousy, strife, party feelings, and quarrels. That is why, Paul said he wanted to know about their experience of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mere words and phrases are not sufficient for spiritual growth. We have to receive into us the power of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ performed many miracles for 3 years. But even those who were healed by him were in the end shouting, "Crucify him, crucify him." It is possible for anyone to see many miracles and yet remain in darkness. The power manifested in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus changed many lives. He died according to the Scriptures, and was buried according to the Scriptures and rose again according to the Scriptures. Thereafter he sent his disciples to go into the world and preach the gospel. Then many were transformed through their teaching and preaching because the power of the cross had come into them. Paul knew the importance of that power. We have to appropriate into us the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, which he manifested on the cross. When he died, we died with him, when he was buried, we were buried with him, and when he rose again, we rose again with him. According to God's word, the Lord Jesus Christ is our Creator, John 1:3. He is not only our Creator, but he gave his very life for us. By faith we can see ourselves in him on the cross. Only when we realize our oneness with the Lord Jesus Christ in his death on the cross, will we have the power of his resurrection. Just by shedding tears for his sufferings we will not get that power, because he did not die to win our sympathy. He did not even die as a martyr. He gave himself willingly. He wants you and me to believe that he died in our stead, and was buried for our sake and rose again to live in us. It is only such an experience that gives us victory, as the real power from the cross comes into us, 1 Corinthians 1:18. The power to transform us and to lead us to victory can come to us through the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that will make us spiritual believers. Then the Holy Spirit also will work freely in us. In 1 Corinthians 3:16 Paul says, "The Spirit of God dwelleth in you." When the Holy Spirit comes into us, and occupies us wholly and solely, we become spiritual.